From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the U.S. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, original music and a documentary on food insecurity. But first, attendees at Carnegie Library Pittsburgh's Summer Reading Extravaganza talk about the benefits of reading and their summer reading lists.
My name is Cassidy, and I'm 12.
Dominic, and I'm about to be 9.
Shayna, I'm 4.
My name is Eve, and I am 9.
My name is Lucy, and I'm 7 years old.
My name is Matthew, and I'm 10 years old.
My name is Ario, and I'm 7.
I'm Homan. We're living in Vaux Chapel.
My name is Tyler. I'm 14. This event is pretty fun.
I signed up for summer reading.
I signed up for the summer reading program. You sign up for it, and the kids get to read a lot.
It's where, like, you read throughout the summer, and then you can go to the library and get prizes and stuff.
It's important to read because it helps you for later in life.
Reading is important because you need to get to your knowledge and learn about what has been in the past and what's in the future to hope.
They need more knowledge, so they need to read during summer.
Because it helps you, it teaches you stuff, and you should read a lot.
I think reading is one of those things that when you get into it, it's going to become a lot of joy. And my daughter took upon herself last year when she was 9 to read the whole Harry Potter books, which she did. So, you know, when you start to do it, it becomes fun.
I like to read comics, Captain Underpants.
My favorite book is Curious George. He's a monkey.
I learned in one of the books that never bully and give people another chance when they're sorry.
My name is Bruce Mountjoy, and I am from Ingram, Pennsylvania. Just finished reading, I just returned it today, the book Smoketown. It's a book about the African-American experience in Pittsburgh, probably from around 1900 until 1980 or so. It's one of the best things I've read in quite a while.
Yeah, I like science fiction and I like literature. I'm interested in science, and science fiction is a interesting junction. Imagination kind of meets the nuances of scientific thinking, and I always find it fun.
I don't really have a favorite book, but a book that I read more often is Valley of Forge. Valley of Forge is about slaves going on the British boats.
If you can't read and you can't write, you really have a hard time communicating. And the way you learn to read and write is by doing it a lot. If you read a lot, it builds your vocabulary. It builds your empathy through reading and understanding other people and in other places. There's no way to underestimate the importance of reading.
Next up, an original song called Let It Rain from Katie Summer, a 16-year-old student at Lincoln Park Performing Arts School.
Let it rain down on me. drops the ground, getting higher now, looking like no end's around. And all it takes is just one piece to build me up again. But nothing ever fits, so let it rain down on me. Wash the pain out to sea. I don't want to hear your voice again, so let the rain drown me out. Let it rain down on me, rain down, rain down. I can't see an end in sight, my eyes, and all I know is that I'll be all right if you let it rain down on me. Wash the pain out to sea. I don't want to hear your voice again, so let the rain drown me now. Let it rain down on me, rain down.
On our last segment, Youth Philanthropy interns with the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies with a documentary about food insecurity in rural Pennsylvania.
Every day in classrooms throughout our area, students are suffering from an inability to concentrate, poor academic performance, and headaches in school. At home, they're in agony from stomach aches, colds, increased hospitalizations, and even developmental problems. What is the underlying factor behind all these issues?
One thing. Hunger. One in five kids in America live in households that struggle to put food on the table. That's 16 million kids, all suffering daily from food insecurity. In our region, the numbers are no different.
Food insecurity is becoming a really huge issue in our community, and I don't feel people are taking enough notice of it.
That's Paula Epley Newman, Executive Director of Beginnings, Inc., an organization which provides a range of services to support the health and well-being of young children and their families. She works daily with children in need of proper nutrition and noticed a common issue.
One of the stories that was told to me by another agency that is out there in the home is they took hamburgers, and a couple weeks later, there was a hamburger still under the couch because the child was keeping it for a time when she wasn't going to have any food.
Cafeteria workers, school staff, and other adults noticed children hoarding food as well. As a result, Beginnings, Inc., Greater Johnstown School District, and other partners developed the Backpack Project, providing students with food to take home over the weekend.
Johnstown also has other feeding programs in place to offset food insufficiency in the area. The Summer Food Service Program provides nutritious meals for children in 15 locations all over the city, free of charge.
The dinner program ensures students won't go hungry in the evenings by allowing them to stay after school for a healthy dinner.
But hunger is not only an issue for children. In fact, 50 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. In Johnstown alone, over 51% of families are living below the poverty line.
In western Pennsylvania, the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank provides food services to 11 counties, including Cambria and Somerset. Cindy Moore, the Education and Community Engagement Director, provides an overview of who the food bank serves.
Hunger is a symptom of a larger problem, which is poverty. On a monthly basis, we serve about 120,000 individuals through our food pantry to help ensure that they eat throughout the course of a month.
Oftentimes, the people being served by the food bank are regular working families.
A lot of people have a misperception that people who go to a food pantry or soup kitchen are people that are not employed, but in fact, most of the people just have difficulty making ends meet.
Cindy finds the biggest challenge getting food to people in need is a lack of information.
Trying to educate people about where they can go to get food assistance, that's a big job. And it just amazes me what people don't know about resources that are available to help support them and their families.
Hunger is an understated problem in our region.
We're all here to help each other. And if we're all not paying attention to what's going on, the issue's just going to keep perpetuating itself. So we all need to get involved.
There are powerful individuals and organizations making a positive difference to address the issue of food insecurity.
Right in your local community, there's opportunities to help at local food pantries, at the local soup kitchens. And so there is a role for everyone.
It's easy to get involved.
Whether you or someone you know needs assistance or would like to join the fight against hunger, a great place to start is the Food Bank's website at www.pittsburghfoodbank.org. This is Kylie Putman.
And this is Janae Staser.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hemmann Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.